I will begin with a series of movies. Why? Because my starting point will be, sorry, I hope this works, ideology. Today's era proclaims itself post-ideological. A clear sign, of course, that we are more than ever embedded in ideology. And I claim, if you just want a proof, one of the easiest ways to detect ideology in cinema is to compare, I think it's wonderful to do it, compare consecutive remakes of the same story in Hollywood. So let me begin with three, or rather four, versions of I Am Legend. Richard Matheson's novel from 54, the first film version with Vincent Price, the second with Charlton Heston, and the last one from the last year with Will Smith. The first cinema version is, I claim, still the best one. It's basically faithful to the novel. You know, probably, at least the outlines of the story. Neville, the sole survivor of a catastrophe which killed all humans except him, wanders along desolate city streets and soon discovers that he is not alone, that a mutated species of the living dead, or rather of vampires, is stalking him. Sorry, I'll go this way. At the novel's end, Neville is taken alive by the living dead, and while waiting to be executed, he finally realizes that just as vampires were regarded as legendary monsters that preyed on the vulnerable humans in their beds, Neville has become a mythical evil figure which kills both vampires and the infected living while they are sleeping. So he is a legend in exactly the same way the vampires once were a legend for us. I think, whatever you think, this is kind of a correct, although I often criticize multiculturalism now, I use the term in a positive meaning, like correct, relatively radical multiculturalist insight. And it's really breathtaking to watch how, with each consecutive version, this correct insight, which works even today, like with Arabs.
Good evening, okay, everyone. I'm Cameron Harper from
and
Mike Landis.
I'm sorry, Cam. I'm Doug Adair. Blizzard conditions, extreme cold, workers sent home early, motorists stranded on the shoreway, and nurses outdoors picketing today. On Action 3 News tonight, a complete report on the natural gas crisis and the concerns in some communities about a possible total shutoff and what steps to take if your gas is shut off. The NAACP reaction to the Cleveland School Board desegregation plan, we have that. And Adele Silver reviews the movie Bugsy Malone. But first, Cam, the weather, the blizzard.
Right, Doug, and those blizzard-like winds whip snow across much of Cleveland, much of Ohio, and parts of the Midwest.
Thank you. motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Doyle Hicks of Barberton told police later that when he tried to stop for the approaching train, his car slid onto the tracks. He tried to back up, but it was too late, and the train struck his car. Hicks was not seriously hurt, but he was taken to a hospital. Action 3 Newsman Andy Guthrie is with our minicam at this hour at the Red Cross Disaster Center in downtown Cleveland, where radio conversations are being monitored and calls taken on emergency help that is needed. And Andy, come in.
Doug, this is the Red Cross Disaster Center, as you just mentioned, on the 9th floor of Red Cross headquarters at 12th and Prospect in downtown Cleveland. It's really the nerve center for the Red Cross's disaster call-up that's going on right now. There are radios here, scanners for Cleveland Police and Fire and the suburbs, as well as the CMED radio for medical emergencies throughout the county. And down the hall, they have shortwave or MARS radios, that is, ham radio operators.
Dozens of ways of pampering your skin to keep it looking.
Calls, of course, are also coming in here. Typical call we heard just a little while ago.
It's true. Nothing pampers your clothes and pampers your skin like Pure Ivory Snow.
And had to take all the elderly people in Solon together. Could the Red Cross provide that? The Red Cross is going to have two radio-equipped vans on the interstate highways throughout Cuyahoga County tonight. They'll have coffee and donuts aboard.
Shrinking, stretching,
they'll be equipped
or
with chains.
Ivory rinses out thoroughly and doesn't leave irritating residues.
Ready to go to any stranded motorist who's in trouble.
So it needs clothes feeling especially clean and soft. Ivory Purity
makes Ivory Snow the only gentle care detergent you need. Safe for washing whites, brights, and darks. It's like having three detergents in one. You'll love your clothes, and you might even feel like your clothes love you back. Call now and get a coupon for $2 off Ivory Snow liquid or powder. Or go online and get one right now. Pamper your clothes and pamper your skin with Pure Ivory Snow.
Someone who see I do not own Snow White, he understand that maybe he can start
bass.
Vision, dreams of passion, and all the while I think of you. A very strange reaction.
You know, I don't know about you, Josh. I think you and I are kind of similar in that we're a little more lazy. And we look at my dad in awe.
I honestly have never seen anyone work harder than this guy. I've known him since he was 18. And he's got more energy than any person I've ever seen.
Even on vacation, though, even when we're trying to relax, he's able to relax, but then he has to have a project. He has to be doing something and accomplishing something.
He has his own way of relaxing.
Think Mamie has some hot chocolate for you?
Papa?
Yeah?
Make sure I don't hit the pole.
I'll do my best, but if you get too close to the pole, you just jump out, okay?
Just
roll out. You ready?
Not Mommy!
Hey, John! Bye!
No!
There we go.
The snow, I'm dreaming of a white.
I'm trying to be less narrative. Experience more emotion than to experience just a simple narration.
Heads up!
Niagara County reports the entire county has been declared in a state of snow emergency. All roads are closed to vehicular traffic except for emergency vehicles. States of emergency have been declared in West Seneca, Amber, Eaton, and Amherst, and the town of Lancaster for the second day in a row. Niagara Cataraugus and Chautauqua County are...
Family vacation got canceled.
I know. What a bummer.
Yeah, what a bummer.
Hey,
I got a good idea.
What's that?
Let's go tanning right now, right here in the snow.
Okay, that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, hold on. I'll be right back. I'll be getting tanned.
Okay.
Here, catch.
The shot of all this is that we live in a universe whose age we can't quite compute, surrounded by stars whose distances we don't altogether know, filled with matter we can't identify, operating in conformance with physical laws whose properties we don't truly understand. And on that rather unsettling note, let's return to planet Earth.